Officials in Iraq now say more than 150 people were killed in that huge truck bombing in Baghdad yesterday. ISIS claimed responsibility for the bombing in a busy shopping area frequented by Shiites. NPR international correspondent Alice Fordham joins us from Beirut. And Alice, what does this attack say to you about ISIS's strategy right now, if indeed it was ISIS that carried this out?
Oh, I think it was very likely to be ISIS. And I think the attack itself is absolutely a familiar tactic from ISIS and from its predecessor, Al-Qaeda, in Iraq. This area of Baghdad, Qarada, has mainly Shiite Muslims living there. And as you said, it's busy in the evenings because it's full of shops and cafes. And so Sunni extremists target it every few weeks. Now, I think taken in the context of other attacks in Istanbul, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia, possibly an attempted attack here in Lebanon as well, it seems like ISIS is trying to create a big impact during the month of Ramadan. But the nature of the attack itself is nothing new. It's more the scale of this one that has really stunned people. Security officials were on Iraqi TV saying that the fire that ensued from this attack made them think that a different kind of material was maybe used in the construction of the bombing. And it's the scale of the death toll that has really provoked widespread outrage and horror across Iraq.
And does it seem like the Iraqi government of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has any answer to stopping these kinds of attacks from ISIS?
Haider al-Abadi went to the site of the bombing shortly afterwards and was greeted angrily by protesters. There were protests there after the attack as well. I mean, of course, his government faces a challenge because, of course, as all police forces all over the world sadly know now, it's very hard to pick out an ISIS supporter from the general population. In Iraq, in Baghdad particularly, keeping it safe, there's the added dimension that ISIS are Sunni Muslims and most people in Baghdad are Shiite Muslims, but it's mixed. And, of course, in many places, the security forces are criticized if they single out Sunni Muslims, if they deny them freedom of movement. But while recognizing all of that, there's a huge amount of resentment among people in Baghdad that although the city is absolutely full of checkpoints, the traffic is terrible, people feel the security forces physically actually rarely check cars. The perception, and I must say this is my experience too, is that the men manning the checkpoints aren't really trying to find explosives or bombers. And if you'll just let me mention one thing that was particularly egregious,
sure.
There was the use of this bomb detection device, which was found to be fraudulent many years ago. The man who made millions selling these, you know, they call them magic wands, to Iraq and other governments, was sentenced to 10 years in jail in the UK. But they still continue to be used at most checkpoints in what's probably the most frequently blown up city in the world. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has now banned the use of those, as I say, so-called magic wands, which is probably long overdue as a step. Yeah, it's not clear that a different prime minister would necessarily have a better plan to defeat insurgency in Baghdad, but Abadi has been widely challenged already, and this will weaken him further.
And as we look at the overall fight against ISIS in Iraq, we do know that the government recently took back the city of Fallujah from ISIS, but how are things going generally?
Well, exactly. There has been significant gaining in ground against ISIS on the battlefield, you might say. Fallujah has been retaken, which was held for 2.5 years, but we were expecting and we have seen that as ISIS lose territory, as they're not administering what they had referred to as their caliphate, we'll sadly likely continue to see more of these kind of insurgent car bomb attacks on populated areas as they lose that ground.
That's NPR international correspondent Alice Fordham speaking with us from Beirut, Lebanon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.